Mexico's War of Independence lasted from 1810 to 1821 and had devastating effects on the economy. First and foremost, the war killed more than 600,000 people, or about 10% of the population. Mining output in the 1820s fell to 45% of what it was in the 1810s, didn't recover until the 1860s and 1870s. Agriculture fell 50% and industry by 33%. The Mexican economy at the time suffered from a real lack of economic diversification. Before the war, Mexico had produced more than 60% of all the silver in the Spanish America. Silver provided for the domestic money supply in Mexico, Mexicans' ability to import goods, and also a big source of government revenue. Silver mines were mostly owned by peninsular Spaniards or rich Creoles. Owners quickly became ex-owners, as they either died during the war, returned to Spain, or were stripped of their assets. John Lynch notes that the exodus began as early as 1814, when two convoys of peninsular Spaniards sailed from Veracruz, taking with them about 12 million pesos, but that most of the Spanish capitalists left prior to and immediately after independence. The mines were especially coveted by the insurgent army, as it was often in dire straits financially. The mines allowed the army to mint money to use in regions they controlled. After that, they typically abandoned the mines. Other times, mines were targets of bandit groups trying to strike it rich. Lynch details what happened to the mines. He notes, the mines were abandoned and in many cases flooded. The machinery was allowed to deteriorate, and the silver raised was merely the gleanings left over. As the mining towns were usually surrounded by guerrillas, it was impossible for the mines to receive supplies or make remittances without the protection of a large and costly escort. Mines sometimes transferred hands several different times during the war. Thus, potential investors would have been heavily discouraged by the instability. Only a couple of the mines were working, and most mine owners were trying to cope with the flooding that had occurred during the war. These new owners faced many serious problems, including the fact that the previous population of workers, the miners themselves, were dispersed throughout the territory. They needed machinery to both clean up the mines and also to get them working again. They were also essentially bankrupt, which made hiring workers and hiring new capital almost impossible. By 1823, the Mexican government recognized that the mining sector was badly in need of new investment and that it was unlikely to come from domestic sources. Given that, they repealed the law prohibiting foreign mine ownership. The new law worked in the sense that it attracted a good number of English investors as well as some German and American ones. In their zeal to exploit the mines, foreign investors, however, often signed leases that were unfavorable to them, hired ex-military officers as mine managers, even though the talents didn't exactly transfer very well, and insisted on using heavy machinery in, quote, a land where labor and horses were cheap, transportation miserable, and fuel dear. Most of the foreign-owned mines also failed, and Bernstein in 1964 gives a pretty good idea of why. He notes, several boards of directors in London and their agents in Mexico demonstrated a folly, extravagance, and incapacity which became matters of constant amazement to those on the spot. The failures were so shocking that to the end of the century, British investments functioned under a cloud of suspicion. The decline of mining also led to a shortage of specie in the colony. There was a massive amount of capital flight before, during, and after the Independence War. Cardenas gives an idea of how bad things really were. He notes coinage and exports of gold and silver. In 1796 to 1806, before the war, coinage of gold and silver was equal 23 million pesos per year. Exports, 7 million pesos, with a difference of 16 million pesos left in the domestic economy. 1807 to 1820, we see a big change. Coinage of gold and silver is down to 12.6. Exports is up to 9.4, leaving only 3.1 million pesos for the Mexican economy. And things didn't get much better after the war either. From 1823 to 1830, coinage is at 10.1, exports at 7.3, leaving less than 3 million pesos in Mexico. This is one of the reasons why there were so many complaints at the time about the emergence of voracious moneylenders to finance government as well as private ventures as interest rates skyrocketed. The decline of mining also had a strong effect on agriculture. The large mining centers were surrounded by agricultural estates that made money supplying goods to the mines, including food for the miners, as well as their animals, housing, clothing, transportation. So when the mines dried up, so did the agricultural areas around those mines. Mexico was only able to import goods through its exports of silver. When mining fell off, there was less silver in the domestic economy and less available for exports as well. The fall of mining also had a fiscal effect, in that taxes on mining and other trade were no longer securing as much revenue as they had previously. Most government revenue came from tariffs, so the reduction in international trade due to mining problems meant a severe contraction of government revenue. Cardenas notes that tax revenues fell from 24 million pesos annually in the late colonial period to only 12 million in the 10 years after independence. While we've been focusing on the economic effects of the War of Independence, the rest of the century was also conflict-ridden in Mexico. There were wars and revolts throughout the 1830s, leading up to the Texas Revolt in 35-36. There was the Pastry War against the French in 1838, the Mexican-American War in the 1840s, Civil War from 58-61, and the Franco-Mexican War in the 60s, when Napoleon III installed Maximilian as Emperor of Mexico. Things were so bad that Miguel Ángel Centeno noted that in the 1850s, war led to the practical elimination of the Mexican state as an entity. For these reasons, it's probably not all that surprising that economic development was relatively slow in Mexico during this time.